Mondays with Maggie, brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life. Find out more at HiltonHeadIsland.floorstogo.com. And now, it's time for Mondays with Maggie. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. It's August 28th, bright and early, and this is Mondays with Maggie. My name is Jesse Blanco, host of this podcast and primary contributor to EatItAndLikeIt.com. Her name is Maggie Crenshaw. Good morning, young lady. How are you?
Good morning, Jesse. I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. I had a quick trip to Atlanta over the weekend to see Yacht Rock Review. If you've never seen them, you owe it to yourself to do so if you like that kind of music.
Yes, and, wonderful.
Yeah, and I ended up, they did two shows, one Friday night and one Saturday night, and for, like I said, a lot of reasons that we don't need to get into, I wound up going both nights. And
you're a groupie.
Yeah, I'm a groupie, and it's the third time I see them this year, and what's funny is that I waited, I didn't have a ticket for Saturday night, and the whole group that I was with, they all had tickets, so they walked in, the show started at 8, and this was like 7:40, and they're all going in, and everybody's dragging their coolers, and I'm like, okay, I'll figure this out. So I start walking back up the hill. This is at Chastain Amphitheater in Buckhead.
Yes. Yeah.
And I start walking back up the hill, and I'm like, all right, I'll find something. I'm not even worried about it, but everything's electronic now. You can't just walk around with your finger up in the air looking for a ticket, you know? People will look at you weird. So I go on StubHub, and I see a ticket for $15. And I look, and I'm like, oh, I know where this is, and I bought it on the spot. It was $12 in fees, so the whole thing was $27, but these are normally like $225 tickets, and I ended up in the fourth row.
Fourth row, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and I was sitting down there by myself. The table was a table because they put out tables because you're allowed to bring food and drink. So I was sitting at a table by myself in the fourth row, and then it filled in with other people who bought late tickets. But it ended up being a great, great, great time down in front, so... but yeah, Friday night we went.
And how often do you say you've been three times this year? They perform regularly?
Well, this year they perform every year the last weekend of August at Chastain. But this year they've been touring the country with Kenny Loggins this year as the opening act. We went to see them in May down in St. Augustine at their amphitheater there, which is so incredibly beautiful because some friends of mine had never seen them and they live in Jacksonville. So I said, we got to go. And so we went to see them in May, and then it came up to go see them in Chastain. I'm like, yeah, I'll go. I got nothing going on that weekend. I was offered a free ticket for Friday. That's the shorter version of the long story. Hey, I've got an extra ticket. You want to come? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll go. But then,
well, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. When you were in St. Augustine for that same concert, did you go to the Columbia?
No.
Have you been to that restaurant?
Not in St. Augustine. I've been to the one in Tampa, the original, which is so beautiful, and the one in Celebration, Florida, outside of Disney World.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that. So let's talk about dinner at Alfred's.
Dinner at Alfred's. We had such a good time.
For those who were not listening last week, Maggie and I had dinner at Alfred's middle of the week last week. And it was a wonderful evening. And we promised to talk about it this week. How long have you been going to Alfred's? Probably about as long as you can remember that they've been there, huh?
Several years. It goes back at least 10 years, you know, because before that, you know, as discussed with you and on this podcast, probably, I think, or at least I've told you, the Hopper House, which was a German restaurant that was in Hilton Head since like the 70s, had closed at whatever point. And my brother was visiting from Alabama, and it was his birthday, and that the Hopper House was always like our birthday place, and it was closed. And I said to John, you know, it's so sad that's closed because I could really use some German food. And he was like, well, isn't there any other? And I said, no, I don't think so. And I Googled it, and Alfred's came up, and I was like, oh wow, we can go to this restaurant. And I've been in love with it ever since.
It's very interesting, and I find, you know, you probably know this. You have to know this because you've spent the last, you know, 4 decades on Hilton Head Island. I don't obviously live there, and I don't frequent a lot of the stuff going on the island nearly as much as you do, obviously. But I find that there's this undercurrent of establishment restaurants on the island. You know, you get new shiny new pennies and everybody races to them, but there's still the baseline have been here forever that sometimes people talk about, but sometimes they don't. Is that a fair assessment?
Sure. I totally agree with you on that one.
Charlie's is one of them. Crane's is one of them.
Crane's, yes.
And now,
gosh, I have to go to Crane's next.
And now Alfred's is on my radar. And I had heard of Alfred's, but I didn't know exactly where it was. When I looked it up to meet you there, I was like, oh, that's where it is. I thought it was down off of New Orleans Road where all the other ones are. I thought it was just in one of the little strips back there, but it's not. I was pleasantly surprised.
It's right there, Mid-Island, easily accessible by everyone. And so Alfred Keetering was the chef that started Alfred's, and he was originally the chef at Le Maisonette, which is a very highbrow restaurant from long ago that has closed decades ago. But Alfred started Alfred's, and he had a following, and he really, the dining room is small, the kitchen is open air, so you can see the chef cooking, and I think it was the year that COVID, it was 2020, I think, or maybe 2021, but I think 2020, Heath and Linda Prosser purchased the restaurant from Alfred, and they took over, and what they've done is an excellent job of keeping it traditionally the same as Alfred had it, but yet really owning it themselves, and they've kept the atmosphere just exactly the same. That the menu is very much intact with also, you know, some other new things that Chef Heath does, and then they extended the dining out onto the outside. They put a little awning over the patio out there, so they've extended the amount of folks that they can accommodate, and they've really just kind of made it their own. And Linda, who runs the front of house, is just the most engaging person, and I've fallen in love with her. I can call her and say, do you have a seat in the bar? And she'll say, when? And I'll say, in 5 minutes. And she's like, sure, come. And then, of course, I love to take my real estate clients there. As you know, I'm a realtor with Charter One Realty.
Yeah.
I take my clients there. We celebrate birthdays there. And the other thing I love to do is purchase gift certificates for clients as closing gifts. So it's just one of my go-tos.
That is very cool. It's nice to have those types of connections on the island. It's a lovely space. It's again, having never been, it's smaller than I thought it would be. What do we think inside there? We're looking at maybe 30 seats, maybe.
That's fair.
Yeah, and a few more outside when the weather cooperates. And Linda saw me coming around the corner, lumbering like I do, and she held the door open for me, and she said hello, and I had never met her, and so I was like, hey, what's up? And you were there already. We got a beautiful corner table where we could overlook the entire 30-seat room.
She gave us the best seat in the house.
She did. She really did. And I'm a corner person anyway. When I sit at a bar, I like to sit way at the end so I could see everybody and everything going on. So
yes.
That is my favorite seat. So we started with escargot and then a shrimp appetizer that was it was shrimp and mornay, and it had some bacon and some other things going on there. I enjoyed them. I love plump shrimp. When you take a bite and you can feel them snap.
The shrimp were divine.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Very good. I love Mornay.
It was a special, too, right? The shrimp was a special?
It was this special appetizer, and the twist on that was unique, something I'd never experienced before, and that's always a gem to find, you know, not just the same old all the time, but the was Mornay, and like you said, the bacon. I think there were some breadcrumbs. Very, very good.
Yeah, yeah, and so the Caesar salad was next. And I love, me personally, I love myself a snowy, I think that's the best way to describe it, a snowy Caesar salad, because it had fresh grated cheese on top of it. And it was fluffy, and I keep going back to the same word, snowy, and the dressing was delicious. That was a really good, very simple, but really good Caesar salad. Would you agree?
Well, I think it was authentic. I think it's a very authentic Caesar salad. It's not like the bottled Caesar dressing you get at so many restaurants offer Caesar, because it's just great to have on the menu. It's a go-to for a lot of people who don't want a lot of carbs in their diet, and they'll have a protein or whatever on top of a Caesar salad. But this Caesar salad, you know, was the real deal.
Yeah.
And let's talk about the dressing for a second.
Yeah.
I could have bathed in it.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. And they
and
offer
you're right
you...
about the fresh cheese.
Yeah.
Makes all the difference. Not packaged cheese,
no.
But like fresh,
yeah,
grated cheese.
Yeah, and you get the option if you choose of the anchovy or not. I don't like anchovy on my Caesar salad. It's just too... And it comes down to, for a lot of the reasons I avoid salmon... Too many times I've gotten anchovy, and it's just not good anchovy, and it tastes, it's just, ugh. And so I just avoid it. But yeah, you have a choice.
Well,
of,
you know what was nice about it was that she offered it.
Yes.
Do you care for anchovies on your
yes.
salad? It was just, you know, it's, that's classy.
Yes, yes, yes. I like that. And I had, for my entree, they are known, she said, Linda told us, they're known for their panko crusted double cut pork chop, and this thing would have flipped Fred Flintstone's car. You have to know that
it was huge.
I'm a big dude, and I ate what, about two-thirds of it, and you took the rest home.
I took the rest home and enjoyed it for kind of a couple of more meals. I like,
damn.
But I had a little leftover of my steak au poivre as well. So
that's right, you did. Your steak was delicious. My pork chop was good too. And so this pork chop was basically encrusted in the breadcrumb and then roasted. So it was this big. I mean, obviously the coating of the breadcrumb made it even bigger. It was huge. I don't.
Yeah, that's people, the biggest piece of meat I've ever seen.
Yes, people think that because I'm 6'3", 200 and whatever pounds, that I can eat a lot. It's too big. Here I am saying that, and a couple of weeks ago I bought a 17-ounce New York strip at Fresh Market, and I grilled the fool out of it. But you know, after cooking, it shrinks a little bit. So, but yeah, I ate. So much of that. And then it came with potatoes and it came with a red cabbage, and we had had salad and we'd had shrimp and we'd had escargot. So by the time I got to that brontosaurus chop, I just couldn't do it.
Oh my gosh. Well, and we also had some lovely wines.
Yes.
I can't remember what you were. I was drinking a Pinot Grigio.
Yeah.
An Italian Pinot Grigio, I think, and it was delightful.
I had Chardonnay.
What was your wine?
I had Chardonnay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was drinking Chardonnay. Yeah, keep it simple sometimes. People laugh at me. In the summer, I drink rosé, and if I can get a Chardonnay that I like, I'm like, yeah, I'll do that, which is, it makes me laugh how much rosé I've been drinking the last 5 or 6 years now, because I came into good wine at red. And, you know, big guy drinking red wine, no one looks twice. But when I walk up to a bar and I ask for a rosé, I almost expect the bartender to say, okay, that's for your wife. What are you having, pal? Like, no,
that's
this
right.
Is,
yeah.
This is for me. Love me some rosé. So, and the desserts, we had two, right? We had the apple strudel and we had the chocolate tort, right?
Yes.
The chocolate torte went in my fridge, and I just finished it last night, Sunday night. I finished it.
That was a huge piece, but oh my gosh, delicious!
It was
talk about airy, light, fluffy, dreamy.
It was really good. I let my wife try it, and she was like, "Oh, where'd that come from?" And I told her that was actually from last week when I went to dinner with Maggie. Da, 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 da. But yeah, it was really good overall. I enjoyed that. My biggest takeaway from dinner, besides the fact that the food was good and the service was impeccable, was, you know, you sit there, my big takeaway, you and I haven't discussed this, we had dinner, have a nice night, see you later, and we've probably texted twice since then because I left town or whatever, but I've been thinking about what I wanted to say this morning, and my biggest takeaway, again, beyond the food and the service being impeccable and all that, was how there's this... You know, I don't want it to sound negative. It's not negative at all, but there's this underbelly of old school restaurants on the island that if you come to visit, you need to know about them. Because everybody runs to, you know, the waterfront and everybody wants a water view and the Surge Group and all of the places that everybody is front of mind with all these places. But if you don't know and you've only been to the island one or two times, you know, it behooves you if you like food. I don't like the word foodie anymore, but if you like to search out, you know, good food and local spots, everybody wants to know where do the locals eat. This is definitely one of them because the room was full on a Wednesday night.
Bingo. You hit the nail on the head. I have a PDF list of my restaurants that I like to give out to friends when they ask. Just actually showed property yesterday to some clients who I saw earlier this summer, and I had given them that list, and Alfred's was on it.
Yeah.
And they got in the car, and the first thing they said was, "We've tried every restaurant on your list, and every one of them is amazing." And they love doing that because, you know, the question I always get is, where can we get good seafood? Well, on an island, just about every restaurant is going to have seafood. I think when people ask the question, where can we get good seafood, they mean calabash, like some good fried seafood or a low-cut, you know, like where can we get good seafood? But every restaurant will have seafood dishes on their menu, Alfred's included. You know, we didn't have their halibut. They have a halibut there that is off the charts. You know, and its preparation is European style, French style,
right?
Perhaps, you know. But the point I'm getting at is that if somebody asks me where can you get good seafood, again, my question to them is, what kind of seafood do you want?
Sure.
And then the next part of the answer is going to be, if you'd like to try the local tried and true mom and pop restaurants who are well established. You know, here's my list.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Alfred's is at the top of that list.
Yeah, and it's one of those spots that if you don't know about it, you should consider it because, like I said, so many people get caught up in the, you know, front of mind waterfront places that you forget that this island is full of great food and you may or may not know about it because it's tucked away or no one told you about it, but Alfred's definitely goes on the list. And going back to what I said a few minutes ago, you know, the quote unquote old school list would be Alfred's in my book. Alfred's, Charlie's, Crane's. Do you have a couple others that would go on that old school Hilton Head list?
Oh, I hate it when you put me on the spot. Santa Fe Cafe is actually on that list. They opened that restaurant 30 years ago.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Santa Fe Cafe.
I tried to go to Santa Fe for lunch just a couple of weeks ago, and they don't open for lunch in the spring and summer is what the sign on the door said.
You know, they were always open for lunch. But when COVID hit and we had that lull in business, couldn't get the, I think, and I hope I'm not like saying the wrong thing, but I think what I remember Marshall telling me is that they just couldn't recover the staff needed to run both shifts. So they just opted to move to the night only. And And you told me something different just now. You said that they'll be open in the fall.
Because Santa Fe is in the same little strip mall as Alfred's, I walked right by their door and the sign said, "We are not open for lunch spring and summer." The implication there obviously is that they will be in the fall, but it didn't say that. So
okay.
Would you put the Sage Room on that old school list?
Oh, gosh, yes, thank you. Thank you for reminding me. Sage Room, and talking about that same plaza, Seagrass Grill.
I've never been there. Seagrass Grill. I've never been to Seagrass Grill.
It's right there adjacent to, yeah. We have so many restaurants to try together.
Yeah, yeah. Anywhere else you ate last week?
Let's see.
You've been busy. You've been working a lot.
I've had a lot of clients in town with real estate.
Right.
But I've also been hanging out with a family that's here that are old catering clients of mine. Uh-huh. from when I was in the catering business, and I've been providing them with lunch and dinner meals every day, and I do it as a courtesy for them. Because I'm really not, doing that business anymore. But they're just such a great family, and they rent an oceanfront house for 2 weeks every year, the last 2 weeks of August. And you just have those clients that you just, they're your friends. Do you want to accommodate them or help them, enjoy the best vacation they can while they're here? So I've been doing that. My daughter was here last week. She came to help me with all that. And, I've been super busy. So I don't think Ellery and I did. Ellery picked up to-go lunch from Fiesta Fresh, my other favorite Mexican place. It's different format. It's order at the counter.
Right.
And then sit down. Have you ever been to Fiesta?
No, that's over next to Chinese place, Asian Bistro, I think it is, right?
Yes, they have a location there. The original location is on the south end. Right next to Fountain Square, Fountain Circle, Fountain, whatever it's called. That was the original. Then they opened the second one there, Mid Island, next to the Chinese place. And I want to say there's one in Bluffton. I could be telling a lie.
I have no idea.
But talk about consistent. I mean, if you look up the word consistent in the dictionary.
Wow, she went there. The word consistent. You find Fiesta Fresh?
Consistent.
Very good. I'll have to try it. I'm always looking for something quick on the island. That's, when I'm over there during the day, if I don't have a lunch appointment, I'm grabbing something and going because it's an hour roughly drive home for me. So I'm always looking to get a jump, especially to get off the island before the 3:30 lockup begins at the bridge. So we're running low on time. You got plans for dinners or lunches this week? I know we're going into Labor Day weekend.
Oh, tomorrow, what's today, Monday? Tomorrow night, I'm having dinner with clients again, and they want to try either Dino's wood-fired pizza.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm butchering the name of this restaurant, but it's Dino's. And then there's a new restaurant called Thai Smile. So it's we're going to do one of those. And I think, I don't know whose job it is to make up the choice on that one, because they're totally different restaurants.
Yeah. Dino's was doing live entertainment over the summer. They're down in across from One Hot Mama's down in the Triangle, right?
Yes, Target. My favorite band plays there.
I was going to say there's a Target there, but I digress. Her name is Maggie Crenshaw. Tell us real quick where we can find you if we want to buy a palatial estate.
I'm at Charter One Realty. Our office is located. We have several offices, but mine is at 11 Park Lane. And you can go to my website at margaretcrenshaw.com.
So the quick recap is off the radar restaurants. We included Alfred's, Charlie's, Crane's, Sage Room. What were the other two that you named?
Santa Fe, Seagrass Grill.
And that's funny because three of those that we mentioned are in the same little strip mall, Mid-Island.
That's true.
All right. That's everybody's homework. Go eat it, all of them. Eat it and like it.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Maggie. We will do it again next Monday, and I will talk to you, I'm sure, between now and then. We will come up with some tomfoolery to share with everybody. Next Monday will be Labor Day, so maybe we will save this for Tuesday, but we can discuss that another time.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thanks so much for hanging out with us this morning, August the 28th. That storm is coming. Be safe. Watch for down power lines and trees and all of that stuff. And find some good movies and just ride it out. And we'll talk to you on the other side of it.
Hunker down.
Yes, all hunker right. down. All right, thank you, Maggie. Talk to you soon.
Okay, right. Bye, Jesse.
Bye. Mondays with Maggie is brought to you by Hilton Head Island's Floors to Go. You can find them and their showroom at 123 Matthews Drive on the island. Stop by and see Steve or any of the qualified staff at Floors to Go. They will help you bring your flooring vision to life.